Come on, kids, now gather round. Grab along and sit right down. What's that smell? What's that sound? You're on fire, now hit the ground. It's the Campfire Shit Show. And now, your camp counselors, Bo Hufford and Meryl Climo.
Okay. And we are a go.
And scene. Thank you.
Let's bring it back. Oh, also, I just want to say, very quickly after the last episode, where I told a story about me as a child playing Nintendo.
Oh my gosh! Yes.
I knew I had told that story before because I had a message from a listener saying like.
Who?
Well, it doesn't matter.
One of our
amazing listeners.
Which who one?
I respect. And you know, I don't respect all of you. I just, you know.
Ian.
No, okay. So anyway, they was like, no, you definitely had told that story. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. You know, but also after 180 episodes or whatever we're on.
We forget. Yeah.
No, fuck you.
It is like we're an old married couple where I'm like, yeah, tell me about your college football days again. Okay, wait. So, but that listener said that you have told the exact story of not only just mentioning the game, but you making it to the final level and your mom screwing up the picture.
That's the whole story.
Told that story before on this podcast. Okay, I'm challenging that person and everyone.
Okay.
Find where that has been happening and I will Venmo or PayPal you $100 on the spot.
Whoa, wait, are you serious?
Yes, 100%, because I really do not think you've told that. It can't be like the mention of the game. Because I think when you and I had
to be,
like a
it has
sponsor,
to be the story.
It has to
are
be.
You sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure you want to do that? Because like, I feel like I could find it.
Give me a timestamp.
Can I give you $100? Will you give me $100 if I find it first?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yep. I swear my life. I will Venmo or PayPal you.
Okay.
But it can't be the mention of the game.
No.
Because
it has
we
to
did
be the whole story
a,
where my mom takes a photo and I'm let down and it's all about like how you shouldn't talk about shit before it happens.
I feel like what you're gonna do is you're gonna record yourself and then edit it in one of our old ones.
No.
You can't do any weird Matrix
types. I re-upload an episode. Like, yeah. See, in episode one. See, we talked about it.
So this is coming, but give the people a heads up, give everyone a heads up, so don't start this until our episode comes out on Tuesday. So like I want everyone to have the fair chance of to scavenge for this.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, because you already have it like up that right now we're recording.
Well, honestly, it's not really fair if I do it.
That's true.
It's not fair. Let's let our listeners do it.
Okay, so what's the name of the game again?
The game was Mega Man,
and I'm challenging everyone.
Okay.
Saying I don't think that Bo told the exact story of the letdown from his mother taking a bad photo.
Right. And the episode would have come out somewhere in our first 2 years, not in 2020. I did not tell it in 2020.
Nope, you didn't tell it in 2020.
No.
What I think maybe you might have done is we did have at some point like a video game type sponsor, and maybe I asked you what games you like to play, and you mentioned that one.
Huh. Well, I don't know.
Everyone's on
I wonder if someone could find it because it's not in the title, I don't think. It's not about like video letdowns or video game letdowns. Hmm.
Venmo or PayPal.
Oh, God. Somebody.
It's a quick way to make a buck. But then what should I get if no one can find it? Maybe if a week goes by.
A week? That's not enough. There's a lot of hours. I think you just put it out there.
Okay.
And then if no one ever finds it, you're right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So as of now, I'm right.
As of now,
I'm
you're
right. You guys have to prove me bad.
Yeah.
$100.
Well, good luck out there,
listeners.
Thank
you for reminding me. I forgot.
Yeah. Okay. So, what is going on?
Oh my goodness.
I feel like you got a little pep in your step today.
I do. I feel good.
I'm feeling good too. This is a bad sign. It's a bad sign.
I went out for a late and wild dinner last night.
How late? How wild?
We started at 7:30 p.m. And it went until 9:30 p.m. And it ended up with my friend sleeping with the waiter.
What?
Yeah. I just wanted to give away the ending.
Wow.
And then we'll go
what
back.
Are you, a Christopher Nolan film? Okay. Here we go.
Oh, my gosh. I would know that if I watch movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wait, is he Superman? Is he the one that got thrown off the horse and he's still doing well? Or did he die? Keanu Reeves?
That's Christopher Reeves.
Oh, okay.
He did die.
He died?
Yeah.
That's so sad. He really tried so hard. He had a beautiful wife, too.
Yeah. I mean, what? So if he didn't have a beautiful wife, then what?
No, she definitely moved on. I feel like she moved on way
when
before
he died?
No, when he...
No, she was by his side until he died. I mean, he was paralyzed for many years.
I know. He was a handsome, strong man. Rest in peace, Christopher Reeves. Okay.
What a spinoff right there.
So.
Okay, yeah.
So.
First off, 9:30 is not that late. Just it wasn't that you made it sound like you were out
to me on a
late
9:30 is a late night.
Okay,
I think.
All right.
It had started with my very beautiful and single friend a few weeks back. I've been managing her Bumble account.
You've been managing her Bumble account. Okay.
Yes, because I felt like she wasn't doing a good enough job of finding quality men on Bumble.
Okay.
Because
I think that's a dangerous thing to put you in charge.
Well, I like, you know, I want her to find a guy kind of like similar to our dads.
Okay. Yeah. You should find a guy like your dad.
Yeah, because she has a dad similar to mine. And I'm like, just find someone like that. Because what she's doing.
What is she attracted to?
Brazilian MMA fighters.
Okay.
Who are like very narcissistic and
okay.
not looking for a
so
commitment.
She just likes a hot guy.
Very much.
And toned, muscular. Gym rat.
Yeah, if, honestly, truly, like,
okay.
This is our third installment of like a personal trainer type situation.
Okay,
and I've told her please stop. I'm sure there are nice personal trainers.
Yeah,
our dads are not one of them.
I think. Yeah, no, it's something in her. It's something in her.
Yeah.
Does he? I mean, nothing wrong with liking people who are attractive. I mean, mm-hmm. there's nothing wrong with that. But like, if she's got that type, she's kind of stuck in it, and it's no good for her. Where do you think that's coming from her?
Not being like really ready for a real relationship.
So she knows it's safe to just like fuck hot dudes.
Yes.
And without like, you don't have to worry about anything else.
Yes. Honestly,
but then she's
yes.
like, boohoo, why can't I find a good guy? It's like, well, it's because you're only looking for hot gym rats.
Right.
Gotcha.
And so I went into Bumble, but our deal was that I can find new people, but I didn't want to also like let her conversations currently just like turn to nothing. So I kind of was looking through her inbox already, and she told me I could do that. This is also very exciting because like
I bet it is
it
for
is
you
because
so you're like, you can't do this.
Right So you're, it's like
you could not do it.
I'm shopping on behalf of someone else.
Yeah. And you're so, a personal shopper.
Yeah, I really
you
am.
Are a personal shopper,
a penis shopper.
Oh geez. But you're not really looking for her to get a penis. She could get a penis
she
anywhere.
Can, yeah, she
you're actually
penis.
Looking for, like, you're a dad shopper.
I am. Yes. Okay. Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. I'm a husband shopper.
All right.
So.
God, that's gross.
I know. That is embarrassing.
But I hate it.
I think she's capable and worthy of a, like, the typical kind of, like, I have a husband that works in real estate and blah, blah, blah. You know, like, uh-huh. almost, like, sweetly
you're
boring.
You're selling this person very well.
No, I think it's wonderful. But I was looking through her existing conversations, and there were some, like, matches that still needed to be answered.
Oh.
And there was one lingering conversation from a young boy who just wrote, and maybe like
when
young
you
boy,
say young boy, what is it
like 4 or 5? no, like 20, 22, 23, I think.
Way too young.
But I knew this would kind of be her type, so just to also
but okay, but I thought you were trying to help her find something, not like listen, you're not going to date a 22-year-old guy. How old is she?
She's 37.
That's just a dick.
But
that's
I also
just
wanted to provide her with, while we look for the quality man,
okay.
Here are 3 dicks on a carousel. Like, I wanted to provide her with, like, don't worry because we have side dick
sure,
while you're looking
sure.
for the nice
side
daddy
dick.
Husband.
There's always side dick waiting.
There definitely
me.
Is, yeah.
Yeah.
Trademark. I don't know, in case we use that in the future. And then 5 years from now, when I say we've never talked about a side dick, you guys can make the inflation
make $100.
Will go up and $300.
Jeez.
So I started with this one conversation with the 22-year-old who asked, who texted or messaged her and said, you're beautiful. Are you into, would you ever be open to dating a younger man?
Okay.
So I wrote back and I'm like, yes, if they were emotionally mature and respectful, I'm open to people of most ages. Thinking, okay, maybe we'll see if he steps up to the plate.
Sure.
And
don't count him out. Maybe he's the one 22-year-old in the history of history that is ready for a relationship with a 30-something-year-old.
Right.
And can be emotionally stable.
Available, maybe.
Available.
Maybe, you never know.
Okay.
Maybe he grew up with a single mom and he had to like mature and he's not looking for
still
something.
Too young. Still too, he needs to live his life.
He does. But yeah, maybe. But and I also wanted to give her a few, like, here are some hotties while you wait. So
gotcha.
He wrote back and said, no, I'd be totally down with that, with like a smiley face. And then I think I just replied with a smiley face. Mm-hmm. There was just like my question, his one answer,
yeah.
Me sending like a thumbs up or something, and
like,
then
awesome, yeah.
A dick pic.
What?
He immediately sent back, and I felt like the government. I'm like, this isn't her phone, and this isn't even my phone. But I like my almost threw my phone up in the air, like, ah.
Oh my god.
So our conversation
this is what
was
I'm
like,
saying. This
would
is what
you
I'm
date
saying.
Anyone older or younger? Yes, I would if they were emotionally mature. Okay, cool. And then
here's
big
a dick
presentation of his girthy.
How was the dick?
Solid. Like a small sturdy log.
A sturdy log.
I understand why he would send it.
Oh, because you feel like he should be proud of it.
Yeah, like I understand, but it was like, you know those like Budweiser horses.
A Clydesdale?
Yeah, like a fourth of one of those.
A fourth of one of those.
Yeah. Take that with Christopher Reeve, and then you have
this butt's
together.
For you.
Oh my god.
Oh gosh. I can hear
did he fall off a horse?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. That's so sad. Okay, so it's somewhere in between a Clydesdale horse and Christopher Reeve's penis. So I wrote back and I was so insulted. And honestly, I am not trying to be a little offended liberal snowflake, but I feel like that is kind of a form of like sexual assault where it's really weird to like.
Well, you were very clear on what you wanted for this person.
Right.
Someone who's emotionally stable and blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
And then his response is, cool, great. Here's a dick. Yeah. What? If somebody goes like, hey, are you down to party? I hope that nobody says that because it's fucking awful. But like, you know, if you say these things sort of like, you know, hey, you want to get freaky with me?
Yeah.
And then you get a dick pic. Well, you're kind of asking for like something.
Right.
But if you say, I'm looking for an emotionally support.
Here's two balls and a log.
Oh, God.
So I thought maybe let me redivert to the olders, and maybe she needs somewhat of a, not a sugar daddy, but someone to keep her stable.
Just to be clear, though, what did you say to this guy? Nothing?
I wrote, I was kind of
let's be real
at that, and I said, is that a child's penis?
You did?
And I said, please don't send me a child's penis. Yeah. and then I could see him, like, typing, and then I never saw anything else. I didn't even write back again.
Yes.
I said, that's disgusting. Is that a child's penis? Why would you send me a child's penis?
Oh, my God. That's great. That's a great response to an
really?
Unwanted dick pic. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I wanted to, like, I hope that one would like stick with him. I'm like, oh God, do I have a child?
I know we've talked about this on the show before, and I can't tell you exactly which episode it was, nor will I give you $100 if you find it. But I just really can't believe that that's a form of communication to strangers.
Right.
I get it when you know the person, maybe that you've already fucked,
mm-hmm.
and you're sending dick pics. I don't do it, but like, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. But like a random out of nowhere, like here's
not asked here, for it.
Yeah. Here's my next. Okay. You know, it's like,
yeah.
Because in my mind, I'm thinking, like, what is this person doing before that? Like,
are they
thinking, like, oh, great, I'm talking to this girl. What could I say that's really clever? Okay, how about this? Yes, and blah, 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 blah. And then also, here is my fucking dick.
Or is it a stock photo?
Maybe.
A stock cock.
A stock cock?
Stock cock. That's what it looked like. It honestly looks like a rooster, like waking up in the morning.
It had Getty Images written over it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That is like Ron Jeremy's penis.
That would be a funny idea to do with a picture of your own cock, is put Getty Images
over it.
And then it looks like you're kind of doing it and you're giving the truth, but also you're acting like it's fake.
See, that's, I like that. Or you could like Photoshop it on like a Beatles album or something. Like you could be inventive with your penis picture.
If we ever get a photo shoot done, we should put Getty Images on the front of everything. Makes it look so.
with like fake penises all around.
Oh, geez.
So then I tried. She was also talking in mid talk to like a older, you know, maybe like 45, 46 year old.
Okay, hold
and
on.
And I thought,
there. Hold on there.
Yeah. Oh, that's you.
It's not older.
Oh my gosh, that is you.
Just,
I forgot.
Just a person who has like maturity. Okay. Fuck you.
Like you, but with maturity. And so.
Is that a child's dick?
Oh my gosh. And so I had written, or, you know, she had written to him. And basically said, I think they were on for like a coffee date, and she on her one of her profile pictures, there's like a picture of her doing push-ups because like she's a fitness person, and so so he said something about like, I'd like you to do a push-up, or you know, can you do a push-up on me, or something like flirty about push-ups.
Wait.
And so then I responded and I said, oh, like I don't usually like push up on the first date, or I don't know. I kind of like said some remark, and then. He sent a penis pic.
No.
And this was an older man, like an older 45 or 46 year old.
I guess it, huh.
And once again, it was like.
It makes sense that I was not successful in the dating world when it came to apps. I went on dates, but I just never felt like it was natural.
It's very weird.
I wonder if I was doing the wrong things. Like maybe that's the communication, which is like, hey, I'm just here to, I'm down to clown. Let's go.
You're presenting and your menu.
Here
options.
Is what you're going to get.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
The number one combo item. It comes with syphilis. I tried to line up some nice dates for her. She's not interested in those boys. She's flaked on them.
At this point, like, aren't you a little disheartened though that you're getting so many dick pics from like, you're trying. You're like, wow, this is insane.
Yeah, that's what's out there.
Yeah, this is what's out here.
It makes me want to stick even more with what I've got.
So okay, so you are still trying to get her dates though.
I lined up a few, and also did I tell you guys this, that her mom is also co-managing this with me.
Oh my god! So I've deleted the dick pics.
No. Luckily, pray to God it's not going to her notifications.
You should let her get them. You should let her get them,
because I think her mom and I are very frustrated with her choices, and her mom and I probably have a good. And she said, okay, if you guys are being so annoying, then you guys like set me up with people that you think I should go out with. And I did a few of these where I'm like, okay, Thursday night, you're going to meet this person. He works in accounting.
This is a rom-com waiting to happen. Cause like you set up an account, you're her, but actually you're you.
Yeah.
You end up talking to these guys, you fall in love.
And they keep on saying you're so funny. And I'm like,
and then she can never live up to it. And then in the end, she tells him that she's lying. And then he's like, yeah, I actually like this other person, but it's you. And then, yeah.
And then like somehow it's also her mom. And like me and.
The last scene is just all three of you fucking this dude. Yeah,
the little like 22-year-old. That's so funny. So I think that should be it. But she needs to do better at meeting up with the boys that I actually am picking for her, because.
Okay.
But then, okay. So the whole point of even saying this whole big thing was that we went out to a very nice, somewhat late dinner last night. And
at the crack of 6:30.
Yeah, the crack of 6:30. And as soon as we sat down to dinner, she started crying because she had been very betrayed by a boy that she was seeing. Ended up kind of like, you know, I won't give away all the details, but he blocked her from like an Instagram story that ended up being incriminating and involved another girl and stuff. So my friend was very heartbroken because this boy had been spitting game of like, we want to move in together. And like, what's our firstborn child name going to be?
Why do people do that?
I know. It was very weird because he was really pressing her, whereas she wanted to take it slow. He was almost trying to move things forward. And then she like relaxed a little bit and then totally saw that she ended up looking at his stuff from a different account and then saw that he was blocking her on like a whole thing. So she sat down and she was crying and really upset. And our waiter came over and he was a very cute boy. Who like he was just a little cute boy, and so I didn't want to like pretend, because it's super awkward when someone's crying, because
sure.
You know, we have to stop crying to order like the tapas or whatever. I'm just like, I really do want the calamari, but I'm so sorry. But like so I told him my friend's cry. I said, because he said, why are you crying, you're a gorgeous girl, to my friend. And
oh
and
god, like, is that the opening line?
But he was just trying to be a nice way. No, the opening line was,
why are you crying, you're pretty.
He said,
like,
would
okay.
you like anything to drink? That was his opening line. Welcome to this restaurant. Would you like anything to drink?
And then he said, why are you crying?
Yes.
You're pretty.
Yes. He said, you're too beautiful to cry.
That's
which was sweet.
That's disgusting.
Then he said, may I please tell you about the Scottish salmon on the menu tonight?
You think that's sweet, really? I kind of feel like that's kind of like, what's wrong, girl? Smile. Yeah. Why aren't you smiling?
He seemed like a boy that didn't know what to do with himself. Like, or just a waiter that saw like a crying pretty girl at a table.
Yeah,
he's just trying to get a tip.
He's just trying to give a tip. Is what that is.
Okay, so he got a tip. Okay,
oh god, it worked. That's what I hate. It fucking worked.
I know,
this cheesy bullshit line where you put, you know, why couldn't he have said something like, I don't know. It just seems like a fucking pickup. It seems like a pickup.
Yeah.
Why are you crying? You're too beautiful for crying. Yeah. Whoa, what's going on, baby? Come on over here.
Definitely. It's, like, it's also like a weak antelope, like being hurt. And
I'm
like,
not saying
you
he can't be nice, but I think there's a way to be like, oh, I'm so sorry you're having a bad day. Can I get you a drink?
That's nice.
You know what? This one's on me.
Oh, that's very sweet.
You're right. A waiter, but you could have done something. It's like, you know, I hate seeing that you're having a bad day. Let's try to turn this around, even if for this one meal. So what can I do to make it better?
And we were in her non-crying moments. Her and I were taunting him a little bit where we made him pull his mask down because we wanted to see his whole face. And then he kind of like did the thing where he was crouching over the table and he was just talking. And I'm like, he reminded me just of like a yellow lab. And I'm like, what a good boy. You're such a yellow lab. And I was like, putting him on the head and stuff like that.
You know what? It sounds like, you know, I don't mean to be getting all like extreme.
No.
It sounds like you guys were having fun and everyone was excited about it. So, and it did work.
Yes.
So I shouldn't be upset about it. I shouldn't. I shouldn't be offended for the situation.
Right.
I do think that it's a little, if she's looking for a solid guy, right? I don't know if that's the start of it.
I agree.
To me.
I totally agree. I definitely agree. But right now, I was still shopping for her. So So he was kind of like coming back and forth to our table, and we were talking a little bit, and he just was like just telling us some personal stuff about him. And then I think I said something like, my friend is upset. Are you going to like take her out on a date and make it right? So I took it there. Yeah. And then he said, yes. I could tell he was.
I actually love that because he probably wasn't going to ask her out.
Right.
Maybe he would have been like, can I get your number? Maybe. But maybe he would have also thought like, ah, it's poor form.
Right.
Probably not this guy. He probably would have went for it. But
I can
like,
even maybe you. I don't know if you'll give him credit or knock him down a point. But I think he was at first also trying to see if maybe there was like a three-way thing going on.
No.
Because he definitely was kind of like, he said something about like, I'm going to join you two later or something like that. And then,
well, I mean, that's the play. You can't say,
right.
Can I just join with you? But can you drop your friend? He's got to be like, can I meet up with you guys?
Yeah.
Because he's got to make you feel important.
Right.
I mean, that's a standard pickup.
It is a standard.
Pickup.
And it's I said, no, thank you. I'll be at home watching Halloween Simpsons episodes with my boyfriend. I took myself immediately.
Well, and you also said with my boyfriend, exactly. Which makes it like I have a boyfriend, but she didn't say that. So she doesn't have
exactly.
a boyfriend.
Exactly. So,
plus, you also said like you should take my friend out on a date. You
right.
know? So that's good. I mean, mm-hmm. Honestly, that's an awesome wingman thing to do.
So then,
mm-hmm.
At the end of the night, when I signed the check I paid for us, and then I, as like under the tip, I left her number, and I made sure to like write her name so that he didn't know which one, you know, it was me writing it for her.
Yeah.
And so then, as we were leaving the restaurant, we saw him like he was kind of just getting off of work and kind of like walking down the street, and I just was
really
and I just was so blunt, and I'm like. We left her number on the bill. Are you going to call her or not? And then I guess they ended up, he like went over there afterwards. And then
whoa.
And then I just got a text that he's just leaving her house the next day right now.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I
wow,
was
that's,
just.
If that's what she wants, that's what she gets.
Yeah, I know. That's,
you didn't really help her. A better thing to have done. Well, she didn't help herself.
I set it up.
Help herself.
I could have said, here's her number. Take her out on a date. I don't know that
so
was
let
going
me ask
to be
you
come
a question.
Over after.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
And I know I'm going to sound again like I'm somehow offended for someone else.
No,
and,
of course. Yeah.
But I just this is I see this happen a lot, which is people barking and crying about what they can't find, what they can't mm-hmm. get, and then seeing their actions and going like, this is exactly the opposite
totally.
Of what you're trying to get. So I would say if she wants to have a relationship that's meaningful and respectful, maybe
yes.
get to know that person a little bit more than a half hour or so as he's waiting on you, and then a couple
giving
hours.
Up the goods, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then already like bang bang, let's do this. It's like is he gonna respect that situation?
No.
Maybe it'll last for a moment, but
right. No, I really
but
I
if
really
she just wants
agree.
To get laid, then just be honest about that.
Exactly.
And say, I just want to get laid. Then I wouldn't even be talking. I'd be like, good for her.
Yeah.
Go get some dick.
Right.
That's how I feel.
I really agree with that.
I just hate when she's crying about some bullshit and then it's like, I just want a good guy. Oh, I'll fuck you. It's like.
And it's like, I have a few single friends like that. It's like, maybe you don't want a good guy and that's totally okay. Maybe you just want to be single and have sex mm-hmm. with people.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
I think that's totally fine.
Yeah, me too.
Go get laid.
I have a friend that specifically doesn't want to be in any relationship and she's just a mistress
mm-hmm,
for a couple different men.
Wow.
Which I don't,
for a couple.
Mm-hmm,
wow.
Which I don't agree with, and we've talked about this, but she really logically like backed up her reasons and her situation.
She
and I'm
knows.
Like, that's cool. Like I don't feel good about that for the wives, but I definitely like she's in charge of her own life and they're each
she
in charge of
theirs. She can do what she wants.
Yeah,
she,
totally.
I mean
so.
Honestly.
Mm-hmm. So that's that. So I was a good wing woman. Did
good
I really
for you.
Want it to go that way?
Good for you.
No, but maybe yeah.
But I mean, I think you felt successful because you got her laid and
yes.
she's happy and you want to see your friend happy.
Yes.
So I get that.
And I was going to ask you, I feel like no matter what, you always have good game or you're confident in that way. Whereas like when I'm single, I feel awkward and scared by boys. But now that I'm in a relationship, I feel like, you know, it's almost that grandma feeling where I'm like, I feel secure and kind of taken so I can be like young boys of today.
It's so funny. I think...
Like, I'm a good wing woman because I'm so not insecure because I have nothing to lose.
Right.
Whereas before, if it was just me, I would be like, I'm very weird around boys.
Yeah.
But you're good no matter what.
No. I don't know that that's true. I think I am a confident person with myself in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that that translates into like everywhere you go, you just like you kill it. It's like that's not true at all. It's like there is plenty of times where I see someone that I'm attracted to. But this is what I was just going to say. I had a very interesting lunch this week where I met with a guy who's starting a company and he needs some help with marketing. And We're in the middle of the lunch. Now, he's a friend of a friend. Okay. So it is casual. It's not like this business thing. It's a casual thing. But we're sitting there and we're in the middle of a talk and we're in La Jolla area, which is like the nice area of San Diego, yes. like rich. And there's a lot of attractive people walking around. And all of a sudden he goes, in the middle of discussing his ideas for the business, right? And I'm there just to hear his stuff and then like try to give him some advice and possibly start working with him, okay? And he just goes, I'm sorry, just give me 1 second. And he gets up and he walks, you know, away from me. And I kind of turn to see like where he's going, like, oh, what's going on? He goes over and he starts talking to a girl.
What?
And
I was like,
what? What the fuck?
Is this guy like a, would he be kind of like the CEO of a company, like driving a Porsche or like?
No, he's a younger guy. He's probably in his early 30s.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
I think he's just on the prowl right now and wants to, you know, meet girls.
Damn.
And I get that. It's really hard. He just moved to the town.
Okay.
And so he doesn't know anybody. And so I'm sure he's lonely and I get that. But it was
going after it.
Boom, walked across the outdoor patio to see a girl who was working on her laptop and asked her like, hey, do you have a boyfriend?
Oh my gosh. See, that's ballsy.
No, that's like the opening line. Like, hey, do you have a boyfriend? Like, are you seeing anyone?
Right.
I don't even know how to understand that. To me, it's like,
that seems like a salesperson that's just goes for the
And
the
I'm
clothes.
Not faulting him for it. That's whatever he's got to do, right?
Right.
But for me, it seems so alien.
Yeah, me too.
Because
I would never
in a million years get up and walk across the room and just say, I want to talk to you because you're attractive.
Right.
Because to me, I almost feel like that's offensive. And if coming from me, it's like, yeah, but okay. So you're attracted. Then you get to know each other. I get that. But like, I just want it more natural. I want to be like talking to someone and then be like, this person's actually very attractive.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you do that. I'm just not a guy that goes to a bar and goes like, hey, how are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Can I get you a drink? It's like, okay.
I mean, they teach that in like the rules and all that kind of stuff where basically, remember we had our guest. Jared Lawrence, I think, was telling us about how that was their training of just basically going out and making it a numbers game where like maybe like the 30th girl he does that to today.
And if that works, great. Mm-hmm. I'm just not comfortable with it.
I couldn't do that. I could do that for my friend though. Like
if my friend, I would totally do it. That's the thing. Yeah. It's just like, I feel like I'm somehow losing myself by like doing that.
Yeah.
Like just talking to a random because of their looks. I was kind of was like, what? That doesn't seem like a dick move. It's not. I know I'm probably wrong, mm-hmm. but
it seems like a guy that has a lot of testosterone and it just seems.
I mean, that person
like,
does that person want to be in a relationship or does he just want to fucking get some some ass? You know?
Yeah, maybe that person's throwing himself into the.
And maybe it's when people talk to strangers, I think that's fine. I think it's just like how that's a weird thing to go from not knowing someone to knowing someone, and that's all based on the way they look.
Yeah. I hate I do not miss the like texting game of dating. I'm bad at it. It makes me nervous and scared, and I feel like I freeze and I don't know what to write, and then I really don't miss that at all. I'd rather be like where I am now or just like single and not even thinking about it, because it makes I get so nervous with like writing back, not writing back. Do
it's
I write?
Funny.
Like,
I used to really love the hunt so much. I really did.
Yeah.
I didn't mind it. It was like meeting a new person was so exciting.
Yeah.
Having those texts and trying to like be clever and like find interesting ways to like do stuff with that person. And it's like, that was all fun. And now in this time, I'm just like, I am totally okay with being at home alone. I've become that person. I hope it changes again, but I think I'm just in this like hermit crab.
You're
thing.
In a Postmates instead of the hunter. You're like, you can order it to my door. And that's okay.
I'm on, instead of Tinder, I'm on fucking Uber Eats. Ooh, this one looks good. I want to talk to that.
She's Greek.
Yeah. Oh gosh. What else is going on?
Oh my gosh. Well,
actually, no. Actually, I have a question for you. Don't tell me anything. You're going to answer. You're going to answer this for me right now.
Okay.
Because I realize I haven't talked about this with you.
Oh no.
You do a lot of projects on your own and I get that.
We have a very open creative relationship.
And I support it in every way.
I know you do.
But sometimes you don't even tell me the stuff that you're doing. And then I see it in this like backhanded way.
What?
Yes. You're doing a new podcast with your friend Chris Kintori,
yes.
who you already were doing a podcast.
Yep.
And I thought you were talking about how you didn't want to do the podcast anymore. And now it's almost like, it's like when someone goes like, I'm breaking up with them. And then
now you saw my
you're like,
engagement.
I'm pregnant and we're getting married. It's like, what? So that's only part of what I'm upset about.
I know what you're going to be upset about too, if I had to guess.
No.
I know what it is. Because I know what it is. Because so someone was very silent on my post about it.
So you post like, I've got a new podcast. And
I told you that this was happening.
Okay.
I told you.
Okay.
Why am I saying it like that?
But okay, so the new podcast is called what?
Unmanageable.
Okay. And so you're just doing that. Now, are you doing the other podcast?
No. Okay, what had happened, mm-hmm. and my other person is very, Cantori is very wonderful as well. With like me being up in LA, us having this, me having 17,000 jobs and everything, I had to like, and this is where I think it is cool with relationships and friendships, is that I felt like I had to shift kind of how him and I were working together.
Okay.
It was like we went right from the radio to then doing a Patreon and then also doing his show, the Cantori Show, which was kind of still more like a catch for like the local businesses or, you know, if you wanted to talk about an event. And that was still
And I think you were honest and like you weren't totally excited about that show in the way that you wanted to be.
Yes. And I've told him, and he's very good about like listening to kind of how I'm feeling and then understanding. And I just told him too, that like, we were taping for like 3 hours on a Monday. Then I was driving up to LA and I just said, it got to be too much.
Sure.
And we restructured in a way where I told him, like, I don't really want to be involved in anything business wise with him. And I would just like to be involved with one podcast a week.
This is great. I'm glad you're telling me, but like, honestly, that's not even what I want to talk about.
Okay. So I know what you're, so just to tell you. So I said,
what is an unmanageable about?
That life is so unmanageable. Oh, because he was once called unmanageable by like HR people.
Boy, really stuck with him. He can't let it go.
And we at our job together as well were referred to as unmanageable, because like basically the radio people couldn't manage us, and we kind of, you know, we would do things all the time that would get us in trouble.
Gotcha.
So it's about more like our Patreons are called, they're in detention, and it's just about like getting in trouble. Not a shit show. Ours is a shit show.
Wow, that sounds very similar.
Well, but also, what am I? I'm not going to do one about like wealth success, because like they're all going to be based around the frailties of human life and dick pics.
Do you think there'll be crossover?
No. Nope. Like, for example, today we talked about his.
Don't pitch the show. Fuck you. All right. Well, I want to talk about how I found out and how offensive this is.
I love when you're offended.
So I'm on Instagram and I'm scrolling through and I see this big yellow post that's like unmanageable with Chris and Meryl. And I'm like, what? What's that? Oh, this is something new. And that's not even the offensive part. The offensive part is that for the cover, you had someone draw caricatures of you.
Yes, one of his people.
And you know that I draw caricatures. Like, you know that that's something I do. And you didn't even tell me or ask me. Like, you didn't even, like, you use somebody else for this.
True.
And I'm going to be honest with you. They are fucking awful.
I knew you would hate it. That's what I knew, because you didn't like it.
It's garbage. They are garbage drawings.
I had them Photoshop an eggplant on my phone. And then I also Photoshopped I asked if we could spill the coffee cup on my desk, because I'm like, what? That is really what would happen. You don't. So it's so funny how
the drawings are so bad. They're so bad. They look like somebody like drew over a photo of you.
Yeah.
And then like colorized it, and then it tried to make it like cartoonish, but it wasn't. It's like this weird,
that is
like,
so funny.
You don't have like your body types are just like these stick figure. Everything is wrong about it.
It does
everything.
Look like a Beavis and Butthead type of thing.
It's worse. It's worse. It's way worse.
I love it. But it also is so funny how I'm not calling everyone like the common folk, but people were like, the drawings couldn't be better. And I know.
What pissed me off more is that if anybody knows me and you,
they're gonna think
that I fucking drew that.
People asked who did it, and I said, Bo.
Oh, I'll fucking kill you. I'll kill you.
And I said, oh, check out his artwork. Hello from Janky Town. And I'm like, this is actually a Bo Huffer. I tagged you in the post.
Homie, I'll fucking gut you like a fish. I'm serious. That would be like, it's so bad.
I'm going to have to post this picture so
I'm
everyone
sorry.
Can see,
I'm
too.
I'm sorry. And I don't even feel bad for the person who drew it. Like, because they are not, it's somebody who knows somebody goes, yeah, my uncle draws and like he
now,
did
Now, be
it.
Honest. If I said, could you create the artwork for us, would you have done it happily for me for free?
For free.
For free, $99. No dollar.
Or
would you have charged me $100?
I think I only would have charged because of the situation.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have, I would have given you a crazy discount.
You would have, I know.
But I think that because, yeah.
I value your time.
I was just
going to
say, because you value me as a creator, I'm sure you would, you know, you would want to pay me.
Yes.
There was a long pause right there. There was a long pause.
I absolutely value you. That's kind of one of the reasons that I didn't hit you up, is because I didn't want to waste your time. I thought.
Okay. All right. Okay. Fine. Fair enough. Fair enough. It's just like, if you, listener, if you can go check out the unmanageable.
Did you see? I made my little Instagram.
I know.
The yellow picture.
I know. I was like, wow. Wow.
It's so funny because you're always the biggest, sweetest supporter of like anything I ever do. Even my podcast with Lauren, you were. But like, I noticed that you were very absent from like liking on Facebook.
I couldn't
or
believe. I was like so like. Just offended and
oh my god,
on,
that's
so many
funny
levels.
I love that,
so many levels.
Well, it's so funny because I get it on the other end too, because I want to get you guys both together again to
who ever. Chris,
yes, because
I have nothing against Chris.
No,
nothing.
And he doesn't either. What we talk about all the time is that I get teased because I so obviously favor you in all my stuff, that he actually, I think you even saw this once, that he like tweets out that he's called Beau number two because yeah. I don't like share. And that was
there's
part
an
of
ongoing
our
joke where he will text you and then do hashtag Beau2.
Yes.
Which
on the radio, he used to say, like, you like your podcast person so much better. I'm like, yep, love Beau. I'm obsessed with him. Like, thanks for. Oh, I mean, God. And I love him too. And this was part of the foundation of the whole conversation, is that I didn't already share a lot of what him and I were doing, because yeah. It was like the Cantori show. And then like, sure. I felt like it wasn't very equal or 50-50. And then that's where he's great. And he said, OK, well, let's make it unmanageable 50-50 with our little yellow bodies.
Well,
Beau number one, what do you have to say?
I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
I do. It's going to be.
I support you on your journeys.
Yeah. I mean, I'm working on a second project right
now.
We
are too. I'm part of that project.
Well, you were part of that project.
Oh,
but
God.
I'm rethinking it.
Oh,
I think we should
God.
Rethink. I think we should restructure. It's time. You seem a little unmanageable, if you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying?
I love it. I also love now that the more we hang out, the more when you're upset, you're gesturing like a Jewish person. You're very like in your hand gestures.
I think I watched Fiddler on the Roof that 2 months ago, and I'm just like,
yeah, I love it.
Oh.
Well, tune into this podcast, my other podcast.
Oh, God. No, just this one. Yeah, I need some time. I need some time. Let's take a break, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll see you guys later. Thanks so much. Bye.
This episode of Campfire Shit Show was produced by Beau Hufford and Meryl Klimo. It was edited by Beau Hufford, and the theme song was composed and sang by your friendly camp director, me, PB&J. If you've got a question or you want to be the next camper of the week, email us at campfireshitshow@gmail.com. Say hi to Beau and Meryl on Instagram at Campfire Shit Show, and please don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes. Well, kids, it's time to pack up the camp and put out the fire. But don't you worry. We'll see you soon on another episode of the Campfire Shit Show. Good night, kids. Sleep tight.